This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are opening up your stack of sources and diving straight into that high-stakes world where digital marketing meets high-value sales. We're really tackling the one thing that makes those big strategic deals just drag on and on.
Prospect skepticism.
Exactly.
And it's the central pain point, but, you know, frankly, it's earned. When a prospect is looking at a premium, long-term commitment, like a retainer revenue builder.
A multi-year deal.
Yeah, a huge deal. Their default setting is just high alert caution. They've almost certainly been burned before.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe by a vendor who delivered really vague results or just didn't live up to any of their claims.
And that previous pain, that just makes the whole path to a contract so long, doesn't it? It's slow, it's unpredictable.
Totally.
Because every single sales conversation starts with this defensive battle. You're not selling, you're just trying to justify your credibility.
It's like starting a marathon going uphill.
Uphill and backward. Okay, let's unpack this. So the mission for this deep dive is to lay out a systematic solution to that skepticism. And the sources, they call this, what is it? Establishing the trust factor.
Right. And this is so much more than just, you know, slapping a few logos on your website.
Yeah, this is about building undeniable, verifiable digital authority across the entire multi-channel customer journey map.
Precisely. If we get this right, the prospect shows up to that first sales call, and their major doubts are already gone. The trust factor is all the work you do before anyone ever picks up a phone.
And the promise here is just massive. Pre-built trust, it can eliminate, what, 80% of those initial objections?
It's easy.
It shortens the sales cycle, and it lets your highly paid sales team actually spend their time closing deals doing strategy.
Instead of wasting hours just proving their company has a right to exist.
It's the engine of predictability. That's what we're aiming for.
So when you actually achieve that high trust factor, you execute this fundamental, really critical shift in the whole conversation. You move out of that defensive position where the prospect is asking if you can solve their problem.
And you move into the strategic position.
Exactly, where you're discussing how you will deliver their specific results.
I love that framing. So we're turning the sales call from, what, a first date where you're just trying to prove you're worthy, into a closing conversation after you've already been vetted by the entire family.
That's a great way to put it.
And that shift, that's what delivers those aha moments for the CEO, right? This isn't just some fluffy marketing idea. It has measurable financial results.
Hard results.
What really stands out in the material is that focus on the CEO's calculation, you know, the hard benefits. So what are the top three that the sources highlight?
Okay, the first one is purely financial. It's all about efficiency. The trust factor lowers CPA.
Cost per acquisition.
Right. Just think about it. Leads who already trust you, they need less nurturing, fewer marketing touch points, less sales effort.
See, you don't need 6 emails and 5 white papers to get them on a call.
No, the lead is already warm. If your whole digital journey has been providing proof that really expensive Google ad or LinkedIn click, it's immediately more valuable.
Because the prospect just skips a few steps in the funnel.
They do. And that lowers the overall cost of winning them over. The second benefit, that connects right to the CEO's strategic vision. It's about risk.
Risk mitigation.
High authority secures high value deals. When a company has, you know, transparently established its track record, a CEO stops seeing them as a risky vendor.
Okay, so they're more inclined to actually sign that big long-term retainer revenue builder.
Much more. They aren't just buying services. They're buying the certainty that this partner isn't going to fail them in 18 months.
That's a huge psychological switch. High-value sales are. They're trust exchanges, not just transactions. If you look uncertain, they won't risk their budget or, I mean, more importantly, their reputation on you.
And that leads right into the third point, which is all about clarity for leadership. The trust factor simplifies attribution.
Ah, the measurement problem.
Yep. When your authority is built on assets that are inherently data-backed, like the performance metrics the sources call the case study goldmine, you can actually track and attribute marketing's influence on the final sale.
So leadership isn't guessing if marketing is working anymore. The assets that built the trust are themselves measurable.
You solve the money problem, the certainty problem, and the measurement problem.
All before the first meeting even happens.
Right.
This is why it has to be a system. And the sources break this down into 3 core pillars.
Right.
So the first pillar, this is designed to hit that main source of prospect pain head on. The vague reporting. This is data-driven transparency.
Or proof of performance.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've all seen that agency website that just lists SEO services.
Right.
That's the vague stuff we have to kill.
That generic listing, or, you know, the report that just shows activity instead of outcome, that is what creates skepticism. Prospects are thinking, show me the money, not show me how many posts you made.
So the game plan is to showcase outcomes, not activities. You use specific recent data, things like a verified 40% CPA reduction, or maybe 150% lead volume growth.
And those numbers need to be visible everywhere.
Yeah.
Throughout your entire digital presence.
Not just buried on some case studies page.
No. Yeah. And this is where we have to get into a key concept, this case study goldmine. It's not just a web page.
It's a methodology.
It's a methodology, yeah. And it's a central hub for organizing all that verifiable proof. It's a system that breaks down results by industry, by challenge, by solution, so they're super easy to find.
Okay, so if I'm on a landing page, I should see a headline that says something like, achieved 3x ROI, see the full data in our manufacturing goldmine.
That's it, instead of just a testimonial quote.
Right.
Every single piece of content, from landing pages to social media, needs to point back to that central repository of proof. That constant data-backed reference shows your results aren't just one-offs.
They're systematic, measurable. That's transparency.
That's it in action.
Okay, so if pillar one is the hard data, how do we establish that softer signal of thought leadership? Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's talk pillar two, authority through search dominance.
This is huge. In the B2B world, especially for these big contracts, being found organically where your prospect is searching, that is the single most powerful signal you can send.
You've earned that position. You didn't pay for it.
Exactly. If a prospect is deep in a problem, they search for a technical solution, and your brand just consistently ranks for those tough keywords.
It instantly confirms your expertise. It's like an independent validation from Google itself saying, yep, this is the company you need.
Mm-hmm.
But wait, achieving that kind of dominance, that takes serious resources. The actionable detail here is the 70-30 SEO budget split. Putting 70% of your SEO budget into content, that sounds like a massive gamble.
It does.
How do you make sure that doesn't just become a black hole of unread blog posts?
That's the crucial question. Without the trust factor foundation, it is a gamble. But with this system, that 70% is intensely focused on high intent, authoritative content.
So we're talking comprehensive guides, deep research.
Tools that solve the really niche, complex problems your high value clients are actually facing. This is not generic blog fodder. The whole goal of that 70% is to solve the hardest problems through search results.
Okay.
And when you dominate those technical searches, you're passively validating your expertise every single time a prospect clicks. You go from being a vendor asking for a chance
to being a consultant whose authority has already been validated.
The market's biggest validator. That organic ranking proves your expertise is earned, not bought.
I see.
So while data and search prove what you can do, the third pillar proves how you operate as a partner.
A long-term partner.
Right. This is proactive client validation. It's about using social proof and really showing that retention is a core value. Trust is just.
Mm-hmm.
It's magnified when it comes from current happy clients.
So this is more than just hoping for a good review to pop up. This is an internal strategy that you then use externally.
Absolutely. The strategy is to highlight customer success. But to do that reliably, you have to have systems in place, like customer health scoring.
To proactively manage the relationships.
Yes. You use internal metrics like adoption rates, utilization, perceived value, to predict which clients are happy and which ones might be at risk.
Ah, I see the connection now. So if you're tracking client health, you know exactly who's in the best spot to give a referral or a quote for the case study goldmine.
Or take a reference call from a new prospect.
And you avoid the nightmare of handing a prospect a reference who's been secretly unhappy for 6 months.
Exactly. You make sure your clients are always willing and able to advocate for you. The operational commitment to retention, that itself becomes a massive trust signal.
So what's the specific action mentioned that really signals this commitment to long-term success?
It's referencing your process for it.
Mm.
The sources call it the QDR that sells.
The quarterly business review.
Right. But it's not just a reporting session. Mm. It's a strategic tool that signals to prospects that your focus is on their long-term success, on scaling their revenue.
So you're showing them check-ins that lead to upsells because you're actually showing progress, not just ticking boxes on deliverables.
And prospects see that commitment to retention, and they instantly trust your model more than a competitor who's just focused on the first 90 days.
So when you pull all three pillars together, the data-driven transparency, the search dominance, and that proactive client validation, the result is just seamless.
Mm-hmm.
A prospect shows up for a strategy call, and the core conversation, it's already over.
It is. They aren't there to confirm your credibility. They're already convinced you can deliver. The entire sales conversation just shifts away from that defensive debate.
And goes straight into strategic problem solving for their specific situation.
You're not selling services anymore. You're leveraging your pre-built authority to consult on the best path forward.
And that high level of pre-built trust factor, that is the single most efficient engine for a predictable, scalable lead gen system.
That's the goal.
So what does this all mean? The core takeaway from today's deep dive has to be that in this high-value world, you have to move past selling services.
You have to.
You have to focus on selling verifiable authority and predictable outcomes. It's all about certainty for the buyer.
And it's an infrastructure problem, really. The three pillars, transparency through that case study goldmine methodology, dominance with the 70-30 SEO budget split, and the proactive validation using things like the QBR that sells.
They all have to be integrated.
Across the entire customer journey map. They have to work together to just eliminate skepticism before it can even start.
And we pulled these insights from the work of Joe Medico, a director of client services, who really champions this systematic approach. Her whole thing is about being a proactive, value-adding partner.
It's an operational commitment to trust just as much as it is a marketing strategy.
For sure.
And since the source really hammers home that this trust factor is what secures those big long-term retainer revenue builder deals, it raises a critical question for you, the learner. If we accept that predictable scale requires this deep pre-sale trust, what short-term marketing activities are holding your business back right now?
Like just listing vague services.
Or relying entirely on paid ads instead of earning that organic expertise, that calculation. You know, short-term comfort versus long-term authority. That's something worth really mulling over as you design your next customer journey.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.